Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Get Yourself the Job with Jennifer Hill, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for tuning in to Get Yourself the Job with Jennifer Hill. It is so wonderful to have you here with us today, and hi to everybody who's tuning in with us on Facebook Live on the LA Talk Radio homepage. So before I get started with today and introduce you to our incredible guest who is very timely and is going to be sharing with us how to handle virtual interviews, I first want to take a moment and thank our sponsors. Markham Search LLC offers premier professional recruiting services throughout the United States, and their services include things such as payrolling services, temporary services, contingency, and retained search. So please do keep them in mind for all your potential recruitment needs. Today I have with us on the show Dr. Paul Baylo. Paul J. Baylo, PhD, MBA, MSW, is an executive of digital strategy and technology and creator of Phone Interview Pro, a service that helps job seekers hone their telephone job interview skills. He has been featured in leading media resources such as USA Today, CNNBusiness.com, Business Insider, the Chicago Tribune, as well as US News and World Report. Thank you so much for joining us today, Paul.
Oh, Jennifer, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We were talking offline about what a busy guy you must be, having just written this new book on how to be a great virtual interviewer. You're the most popular guy in the world right now.
I don't know about that. I think it's. I think the book's been out, and I think the timing was absolutely perfect. I think the book was ahead of its times, seeing how the world of work and communications are actually changing globally in that digital arena, as we see now with this crazy virus.
Yeah. So tell everybody a little bit about the book. How did you come to be so far ahead of the curve?
Literally? Yeah. So it was interesting. So one day, a few years ago, I had a dream, and I dreamed I would do three things. One was get a PhD. I had no idea what the hell I was going to do with the PhD or where I was going to go. The second, in the same dream, I said I was going to write a book. I had no idea what I was going to write about. And the third part of the dream was I was going to start a company. I had no idea what the hell I was going to do in terms of the company. So fast forward, I have a PhD, I have three books, and I started a company called Phone Interview Pro, all by accident. So it's really pretty funny. So one thing I've noticed was the fact that a lot of people, when they're looking for work, they've missed an analytical, actionable insight directions in phone interviewing. And I was doing a lot of lecturing across the United States. And every time I would talk about phone interviewing, everyone's asking me about digital interviewing. So I basically, while I was getting my PhD, I did a lot of research on digital communication and said, this is the key, the optimum way of conducting a digital communication. It'd be a phone or meetings or lectures, that there are some critical components that need to be represented in this digital world. So it's really based off of data, survey data analysis. And I wrote a bunch of white papers on it. I said, no one in their right mind is going to read these white papers. I mean, it's ridiculous, right? Like I spent 6.5 years writing a dissertation. No one in their right mind is going to read it, right? So then I said, let me throw this away and let me write a book that could be very helpful and fun and enjoyable. And so I wrote this book called The Essential Digital Interview Handbook. And the funny part is no one's ever written about this. I'm the only person in the world who's ever written about phone interviewing and done methodical research, and the only person who's ever thought about digital interviewing. And once again, when we say digital interviewing, it's that means of communicating in any channel or any arena, being a professor, a business leader, doing a Facebook live session, interviews. But it's really, how do we communicate as a human being across this digital channel? That's the goal. And the book really stems from the fact of helping people. We've helped over 2.5 million people. Not that 2.5 million people bought the book. I mean, I'm like the worst person to help, you know, sell this book. My book agent probably hates me because I'm like, look, you know, you have to look, you need the book. It's no doubt about it. It's like breathing. So it's in most libraries, you know, if you like hanging out at a bookstore, it's probably in most bookstores, and just sit there, buy a donut, read the book and put it back on the shelf. It's something you really need. So I am not the person who's going to say this is the best book since sliced bread or anything. I'm not that type of guy. But I think you really should read it. I think it helps in three manner forms. It helps you prepare for the phone for the digital interview. It tells you what you have to do during the digital interview, and it helps on how you close the digital interview. And it's if done correctly, I can guarantee you it increases your ability to get that face-to-face interview in double digits across the board.
Okay, so I know all of us, including myself, who I'm doing a lot of digital interviews here, you know, for television on my Wake TV network shows and here as well on LA Talk Radio. And many people, of course, 40 plus million people are now unemployed, and most people cannot go in for a physical interview. So you have us all waiting with bated breath, Paul. Tell us.
So some of the stuff I'm going to tell you, you may not like. So that's the first thing I tell everyone, right? So you could take some pieces you want to do and take some pieces you don't. Also, I'm not looking people out of work. I understand you don't want to spend a lot of money. But let me tell you the premium way of doing this, and then we could sort of maybe talk about a more cost-effective way of doing it, right? Okay. The most important component of a digital interview or a lecture or a speaking engagement is the camera, okay? You have to have a high-definition camera that allows you to be at eye level, right? Mm. So a lot of times you can hang it up on your computer screen, but it's not really eye level. So what we recommend is getting a tripod and make sure that that camera is eye to eye, mono to mono. If I'm looking down at that camera, that tells me from a psychological standpoint of view that I am the master and you're being subservient to me, right? If I'm looking up and you're looking up my nose, then I'm being subservient and you're the master, right? What we want to try to do is eye to eye. The most important human behavior and mannerism during a digital interview is the eyes, to look in that camera. The second piece is the lighting. You need to have an ambiance of lighting, right? Cameras to the right, cameras to the left, and cameras to the back of you. It should be all lit up really nice and ambiance that feels warm and, you know, comforting, right? So you're creating this environment. You have to have the concept of being a Hollywood star in your mind, okay? Not a diva. Right? We're not looking to be a diva, but think of yourself as a Hollywood star. You are the star of your digital interviews. You have to also be the lighting person, the camera person, the background person, the wardrobe person, hair person. You have to be everything. So if you get into the right mind of saying, I am the Hollywood star, and I am also going to put a production together, the critical pieces of the production is the camera, at the right angle, lighting, nice, clean, clear, proper lighting, and sound, right? I'm actually not, you have to forgive me because I'm not showing you what I've actually been preaching. I'm in the process of redoing my office here. But in my other room, I have something called a Bluebell snow mic. This company is unbelievable. Now, I'm not recommending any equipment or anything, but my research has shown that the Snowball Blue mic is very effective in terms of phone interviewing and online communication because of the fact that it is a piece of musical instrument that comes on, but there is a special setting for interviewing. And you could get that mic almost as a sound studio that could hang from your desk. So if you get the right camera, you get the right lighting, and most importantly, the sound, you basically have sort of this effect of really being in your own studio and projecting the human behavior that you need to elicit. The fourth piece after the lighting, you know, with the camera, the lighting and the sound is to have a backdrop.
Yes.
And obviously I don't have the right backdrop, right? This is correct. So I'm doing everything wrong on your show. So apologies because I'm in this transition here. Is to actually have a piece of seamless paper. Seamless paper is what you and I might have and your listeners might have seen when you're into elementary school and you take that picture, you know, for mom and dad or your godparents or whoever with that little piece of paper in the background. You could be at the zoo or you could be on the farm, but it's that piece of paper where the light shines onto the seamless paper, but it doesn't like shine. It's a photographic paper that you could get relatively cheap in the store or on Amazon.
Now, what are your thoughts on a virtual background? Like, for example, the one I'm using, because I record very late. It's midnight where I am.
Yeah.
Then, and sure. So I choose, otherwise it would be pitch black where I am. This kind of gives it a lighter ambiance. So I like to have
So Jennifer, yours is really good because usually you could see a little bit. If you don't move too much, you could actually see the black around your body, right? So that works. A lot of people like to do that. I prefer, and I built studios and researched this. It's usually the best thing is to actually have sort of a canvas, usually black marble or blue marble. And you want the triangle of love. This is the only thing that matters in this entire goal of getting a job or a digital interview. The rest doesn't matter. So it's how I'm looking. This is almost 85% to 90% of my overall communication in getting that job. Everything else is a distraction, right? So in my research, I've had executives showing off their offices. Even if you watch CNN or MSNBC, right? Everyone's like in their offices showing all these books, right? So when I'm watching MSNBC, all I'm doing is, what did this person read? I'm completely distracted. Mm-hmm. Or if you have a background and you have cars moving, I'm not listening. I'm looking at the cars in the back window. Mm-hmm. So what you're really trying to do is get this triangle of love so that this face is communicating to you and the person on the other channel. So if you have the right camera with the light writing, with the right sound, with the right background, it's all about you, the Hollywood star. That's what it's about.
And if I may, I've learned some tips and tricks that I've learned the hard way in the midst of recording all of this stuff remotely. One thing I learned is lighting. If you don't have fancy lighting, but you have a laptop, there are a couple of different things you can do. One, what I use, and I'll show you my little life hack right now, just so you can see how dark it is.
Yes, sir.
Something called a Lumi case. So notice when I take it away, a Lumi case has two directions. One is this way, and one is if I want to do a selfie thing that way. So what happens is, though, I put the Lumi case in front of my computer to highlight me. It only works for about 45 minutes, so you have to know how long. Or my other life hack is I use my cell phone light. So in a worst case scenario, I can use my cell phone light, and it does add that nice tone without having to really invest in anything else. However, one of the biggest mistakes I made that I learned is I bought myself a Microsoft Surface. I knew I was going to be traveling around the world for a year. And this was right before the pandemic broke out. I'll be darned if I can get Zoom to work on that, Surface. You have to know, are you using WebEx? Are you using Zoom? A lot of your computers will not actually work on a laptop unless they have, correct me if I'm wrong on this, Paul, like a high memory or a high something.
Capacity of RAM memory,
that's what it is. Because I just literally had to take the current computer I bought back to Apple because even that wasn't.
So how
do you know how much RAM you need for all these Zoom meetings we're doing?
Yeah, so one of the critical pieces is to set this all up before your interviews and test it out, just like you're learning the hard way. You know, going back to the lighting, if you spend a few dollars, now I bought this whole set, it's actually in my family room, is for like $30 on Amazon. You could get the tripods, the umbrellas, the bulbs for $30. Yeah, it's really off the charts. It's in the book too about this. So, but it lists everything you need. So for like $30, you could have all the umbrellas with all the cameras, two front lightings on your face, one in the back lighting. And then for another $29, you could actually get a bar with the tripod for the seamless paper. So for literally like $60, you could literally build your own sound studio. Now, once again, I'm trying to make people, you know, I don't think any American should be unemployed who wants to work, right? So a cheaper way to do this is actually, if you have your laptop screen, is to just use the lighting of your laptop screen, similar to what you're doing, Jennifer, is use that lighting. Or you could go to Home Depot, get some of those $5 lights with the light bulbs. Don't take off the tag. Have your phone interview, bring them back. Have your digital interview, and then bring them back, right? Because and then when you get your job, you know, go back and buy something nice at Home Depot. That's the right thing, right? And if you don't have seamless paper, a lot of college students, I just did a huge lecture at Columbia University. I also teach at Columbia. So, you know, I did this lecture for all the university students who are doing their internships online. And the goal would be is if you go to like a Staples, get a piece of oak tag. We used to call it as kids as a piece of oak tag, which is like a little piece of cardboard. As long as it's behind me, you won't know where I am. As long as it's black with marble or blue with marble, my research indicates those are the best colors to have in the background. So you're really trying to control your environment, right? The lighting, the camera, the sound. I guarantee you, if you do this correctly, you are 95% there. If you control the lighting, the sound, the camera, and the background. And I guarantee it that when you're sitting there before the actual person who's going to interview you, they will be like, wow, this person's really prepared. Because most people don't prepare. The winning of the digital interview is the person who prepares the most. And the fun thing with a digital interview is that if you are on TV, there's a person who has a teleprompter that you could read. I could have all my notes, right? Right now, I'm looking at the camera. My office wall is completely blank, but I could post all the information I need for a digital interview. And all I could do is look at the camera and I could read the wall to make sure I have all my notes ready to go.
I will give you a little thing, though, about that. It's funny you say that, Paul, because I was, when I first started doing TV interviews in the midst of all of this, there was a series I was hosting. And I work with a vocal coach. And when he was rewatching the episode, he said, oh, Jen, you can't do that. And that's why it's funny. I actually wrote down your bio piece of paper. Because what I would do is I would copy and paste it in the chat.
Well, there you go. Right. Yeah. It's funny.
That's more from a broadcasting standpoint. But one funny thing that I know it has been a hard habit for me to break is to learn to look straight into the eye of the camera the whole time.
Right. Yes, it's hard
to look at the interviewer's face.
Yeah. However,
on that note, today I was part of a virtual retreat, and we did an exercise, like a being with exercise, where we practiced even via Zoom, just looking into the camera and sending love to another person and receiving it. And despite the fact that you're not looking at the person's face, energetically you can feel it, receive it via the camera, which is. Seems awkward and doesn't make sense, and yet somehow it works.
So that's a great point, sending love across the digital channel. What we've done and experimented and looked at the data is if you know the person who's the hiring manager, the person that you're being interviewed with, is to actually go to LinkedIn, get that person's face, print it out, make a little pinhole, and put it over the camera. So that when you're looking at that, you could really be looking at that person. And literally, you could almost turn your camera off and just focus in on that person. So the person on the video wouldn't be a distraction to you.
Yeah.
So it's making it more human. That's the whole thing. It's really trying to control your environment as a Hollywood star. And almost like, you know, if you watch 60 Minutes, right? I mean, it's just a person there who you have your full attention. It's a back background. But it's this triangle of love is really that communicating force that you want to send over that digital channel. And once again, if you have the right camera with the right lighting, with the right background, with the right sound system, you're golden, right? You don't want to use what I'm using, right? My whole setup is like in four different rooms here. This is absolutely everything I'm doing today on your show is don't do.
What
not to do. So LA Talk Radio is about what not to do by Dr. Paul Bell. Don't do what I'm doing, right? Because this doesn't look cool. Go get the mic off the side that would actually, hang in for like, $60. You could get the arm and the snowball blue mic with high quality. The other thing is to try and make it human. Now, the most important thing to do is when you start your digital interviews is to say hello. And there's a digital handshake. And that digital handshake is a nod of the head by 10 degrees. And when you're sitting there properly, you would say, you don't be like, hi, how are you, right? You know, that's what you do in Disney World. But it's like, hi, Jennifer, how are you? If you do that right and you have that connection, the hiring manager will actually bow and say, hello, Paul, how are you, right? So you're connecting with that person. In terms of you can't reach over through the monitor and shake your hand, right? But it's this nodding of the head and keeping your eyes on the camera. Hi, Jennifer, how are you? Right? It's that sort of mannerism. And you want to lean in. Like, don't put your whole face into the camera, but don't do one of these things, right? Lean in, right? And then the other thing in controlling your environment is make sure you have a really nice looking chair. The worst thing that I've seen is when I've gone and looked at all these other digital interviews and interviewed people, like they look perfectly. They have the suit and tie or the dress. You know, you're beautifully dressed, right? But a lot of times you see like the chairs all ripped apart. And it's like, wow, okay, this is sort of, it doesn't fit. So you really want to be trying to control that environment And you want to make sure you're not nervous. You don't want to be like, you know, rocking your chair like Mick Jagger or something, right? You want to be settled in your spot, focused in on that camera, controlling the environment, leaning forward, you know, responding, nodding, and trying to emulate, and to your point, send love through this channel so that they connect on a human level. Mm. And it's really being who you are, the best you can be at that moment in time. And it's putting it all together, right? But the key, or the people who win the digital interviews, are the people who prepare. It's all in the preparation. You cannot wake up, jump out of bed and say, I have a digital interview and have this in your PJs, right? It doesn't, those days are over. The competition, 40 million people are unemployed. Those days are over. You have to be prepared. You have to build your studio. You have to be articulate and clear. You have to also make sure everything's working properly, right? The worst thing is if your Wi-Fi goes out.
Freezes. Your Wi-Fi freezes. Goes out.
Terrible.
Freezes.
Yeah. I live in Connecticut. We have, we pay for overpriced Wi-Fi every hour and 45 minutes it goes out. And I teach on Columbia, at Columbia University, and I teach a class at NYU. It's ridiculous. I can't understand, like, you know, in class, it's going out. So you want to be able to prepare for these digital interviews. You want to be present. The other thing that you don't want to do, just like a Broadway show, right? When my wife and I go to Broadway shows, I expect to sit there. I expect the show to go on. What I don't expect is to see those little feet behind the black curtain still working when the show is supposed to be gone. You need to be ready 10 to 15 minutes before it's game time.
Oh, is this ironic? This is pretty funny. I don't know, Paul, literally, if we just lost him. This would be the irony to
don't end be on. Walking in when it's your interview. Be right. Yeah, this is the LA talk radio with Dr. Bell of what not to do. Right? I'm back, right?
Yeah, you're back.
Yeah, I'll tell you. Yeah.
You created that. You're literally putting it out there to the universe.
Yeah. It's basically overpriced Connecticut Wi-Fi, you know, internet access. And so this show, you know, Jennifer, the show today is everything not to do during a digital interview with Dr. Paul Bella, right? So at least we're giving perfect examples of what's happening. So when you're actually creating the digital interview, it's to get into that right mindset. So when we talked about being a Hollywood star or a movie star, you also have to prepare, you know, like, I'm bald on the top. I have a light on the head. You have to clean this so it doesn't, like, a shininess on your head. You have to, you know, groom yourself, make sure you have fingernails. You know, you're properly dressed, right? Some people, if you wear too much jewelry and you have the lighting, it's very distracting. So you want to make sure that the focus, once again, is this triangle of love, that your face is doing all the communication.
Yeah, there's so many wonderful things, Paul, that you've been sharing. And a couple of to-dos to your point. Another thing, a little life hack tip that I learned is, say you have a laptop and you don't have the money to go out and get a new camera. One of the little things I learned years ago is books.
I
stack however many books I need up until the point where I'm eye level with the camera. And so it's a quick little easy one. And to your point, if you don't have a nice chair, it doesn't mean you have to go out and buy one. But if you have a stool, or if you have a low thing that you could sit on with no background, that works just as well. And in fact, if anybody is listening or watching this later, I would also highly recommend, there was a special that I did on the other series that I host called the Coalition for Global Unity series on a TV network. And Arthur Joseph, who has worked with Pierce Brosnan and Sean Connery and all these amazing actors, he was a guest for our coalition and did a meditation. And he walked people through the ontology of who we can be. And he talks about everything from just imagining a golden thread kind of pulling up from your right below your belly button so that you are in what he calls stature. And then he also talks about allowing a breath. Where if I'm talking at you rapid fire because I'm really nervous, it doesn't matter how good my background is, it's going to come across as anxious or desperate or who knows what. But when I allow a breath in that moment, then there's this expansiveness and there's this feeling of safety and relatedness. So I highly recommend, it was a great episode that we did with Arthur, and it's free to find on Awake TV Network if you click Coalition for Global Unity for anybody out there interviewing.
Excellent. Yeah. And once again, it's just controlling the environment and being yourself. And to your point, showing the love across the digital channel and making sure everyone's comfortable. And then also making sure, you know, you're where they are, right? The other thing that a lot of people have, they have these different backgrounds. So you don't know if it's daytime or nighttime. Whatever the time is that you're in, that's the time you should be in. So if you say good morning, it should be good morning to that person. It's if evening, you're in California, or I'm in Connecticut, there's 3-hour difference, right? So you want to be where that person is. The other thing is you want to make sure that you, what we've seen to help is if you have an hour interview, right? Take a teaspoon of honey. It will soothe your entire throat for at least an hour. So get the honey, or if you go to some, sometimes I think Starbucks may have them. They have those little packets. If you, you know, when Starbucks is open, you can rob a little packet, save yourself money, bring it to you, have it on your desk, take the packet of honey and soothe your throat. Every time I give a lecture or a keynote, I have packets of honey and I take to soothe my throat. And that will help you get through the hour conversation. So to all these things, trying to make you perform at a high level.
Yeah. And I think the biggest thing, and we've touched on this, Paul, but we haven't said it directly yet, is set an intention. The mental side of your job search is equally as important, if not more important, than how you're physically set up. Who are you intending to be in that interview? Do you want to be engaging? Do you want to be present? Would you like to be authentic? And then how do you want the interview to go? Anytime I'm working with people or I've coached people over the years, I've always said, if the interview went exactly the way you wanted it to go, how would you want it to go? Describe that to me. Visualize it. Taste it. You know, I'm lucky that I get to interview people like Deepak Chopra and Don Hoffman on other shows. And they're talking about things like a theory based on consciousness. Everything exists in consciousness. And so you can imagine how much of our life is an autopilot, Paul. Like how much of our life do we just show up because we need to show up because we need the job, but there's no intention there. And so that's where this is missing, that that energy and the face and the love, but you have to be willing to give it to yourself. And one of my last favorite tips to recommend to people is tell yourself you love yourself in the mirror.
Right.
They can't wait to hire. It works, right?
Well, put it this way. Everyone, all your listeners will get jobs. I guarantee it. It's just a matter of when, where, and how much. It's there. Work can be created, right? I mean, you can either find a job and have someone pay you for it. You create your own job. I'm not saying any of this is easy. I'm not saying this is this. I wish this on anyone, but people will find work. Right. I mean, work can be created, right? You know, paint the wall blue, paint it red, as long as you got someone to tell you, you know, to pay you for it. So there are things that you could do to get yourself in the right mindset. And Jennifer, I love what you're saying, is to really, you know, be present and be thoughtful and focus in on what's going to happen. But be kind to yourself, that believe in yourself, that you will get a job. I guarantee it. This is the United States. Americans aren't made to just be sitting at home and not working. If you don't have a job or you're looking for a job, you could always volunteer. Just keep your skill set going. Keep it going, right? I think, you know, it gives you an opportunity to find what I call PPG. You know, find your passion, find your purpose, and, you know, find your grit. Now, I'm a street kid from New York City, right? So I'm literally a street kid from Queens, New York. So, you know, we were brought up pretty tough, right? It was a tough neighborhood, but the goal was, is you got to make it happen, right? So this isn't easy. This is a numbers game. You have to be there present for your digital interviews. You have to prepare. You have to be ready. You have to be a Hollywood star. You have to get the right camera. You have to get the right lighting. You have to get the right sound. You have to be the star and also articulate clearly what it is your value proposition is. Because during your digital interviews, the only thing that matters is how do you make an organization money or how do you save them money? Mm-hmm. No one hires you because they like you. They hire you because you're going to make them money or you're going to save them money. After they realize this, then they say, I like you or not. But it's all about driving the results, which is critical. So when you have your digital interviews, that's your focus. That's why we say in the background of your camera, have your value proposition. What are the three key things that you should know about me? So if you're getting nervous or something, you can always look up at your wall right at the camera, and behind there is your virtual teleprompter, having all that information right there and ready to go. The other thing, which is always very interesting, when my wife and kids, we took a tour in New York City of Radio City Music Hall. It was very interesting. If you could go to the back and see where the Rockettes are during the Christmas show and everything. And I looked on the floor, and every place there was a little X, right? Mm-hmm. Everyone knew exactly where to stand. You should know exactly where you should be during your digital interviews, where your chair should be, where that camera should be, where your hand should be. You are on stage, right? It's game time, right? So so it's really thinking about building this studio. The other thing is we have a very nice UPS man, right? Comes almost every day. My kids love Amazon, so they seem to like buy the place out, right? But he's being very nice, but he rings the doorbell. When you have meetings or digital interviews, you don't want any sound. You don't want any kids. You don't want any, you know, girlfriends, boyfriends, dogs, cats, pigeons, parrots, UPS. You get a sign that says on the air, do not disturb. You put it on the front door. Do not ring the doorbell, right? I have signs on my office doors. Do not enter. Stay away. On the air. I send my entire family a note. I am on live on a show with Jennifer. Do not talk. Do not move. Empty the house. Quiet. That's a digital interview.
I know. My significant other, we call it putting him in the box because
right, yeah, yeah. Sound box.
Yeah. Like, yes, I'm going out. I'm going to the box. I will not disturb. Yeah.
right. Because it's you're really trying to focus in on what you're trying to do, and you're trying to communicate. You know, I mean, you know, it's funny. Like you see stuff that happens, like even like you know CNN and does all these interviews. You see kids running around. You see the dog coming in. Okay, got it for the first week. That has to stop, right? I mean, that's nonsense now in your digital interviews. It could be cued at work, but not for your digital interviews, right? It's focusing on what is your value proposition that you're bringing to the table? How can you add value? How do you make this organization money? How do you save this organization money? And then make it work, you know, connect. And once again, it's all about how you look, how you sound, right? So you may need some makeup. You need to wear the right clothing. You need to get the right headsets, unlike what I have on, right? So you want to really be preparing. Now, the funny part is even at the end of the digital interviews, it gets really interesting because we've noticed that most people do not turn off their audio or camera appropriately.
Hmm.
So what we always recommend at Phone Interview Pro is just sit there for 2 or 3 minutes. Just wait and see if that person actually turns off everything. And just sit there because you may hear something that, you know, that they feel like saying about you and not realizing they forgot to turn off your camera or turn off the sound. So, and also you may not turn off your camera correctly and you might turn off yours incorrectly and you might turn off your audio incorrectly. So you just want to wait 2 to 3 minutes, make sure everything's shut down. Just like a regular actor or actress or a Hollywood star. Take a moment at the end of your digital interviews, write down what worked, what didn't work.
And what
present, I'm sorry, Jennifer.
Go ahead, Paul. What were you saying?
Oh, no. So then write down what worked and what didn't work for you during the digital interviews. So this way, next time, you know what to improve because it's always about improving, always about improving, always about improving. And if you can't hire a coach or something, videotape it in Zoom and ask yourself questions and see how you look, see how you feel, see what the camera looks like, or talk to your mom, right? Call up mom in Zoom or your brother, or your sister, or your aunt or uncle, or your wife or whoever and say, how does this look? Is the lighting? Can you see me? Is it too dark? Am I wearing the right shirt? And put it all together because it's all about putting the pieces together in order to project that professional executive persona or whatever the position is that you're trying to acquire. That's the goal here. It's to be human as possible in a two-dimensional world, sight and sound, right? Until you get to that face-to-face interview where you have the three-dimensional. We call phone interviewing one-dimensional, right? That's only sound. But we're getting closer to the human, right? Because you could see me and you could hear me, but you can't touch me. I can't shake your hand or anything. But the goal of the digital interview is to get to that face-to-face once things open up with the virus and everything. But you want to be all present. You want to be pushing that envelope to be who you are and get those mannerisms out that elicit the fact that you're a human being. You're not this little box in your computer screen, but you are a person who could add value to the organization. You're a person who could drive value and make money for the organization. You could save money. And that's what you're trying to get through. The other problem you're going to have is that the person on the other end who usually does these digital interviews will not have a background, will not have the right lighting, will not have the right sound, will not be prepared. Get over it. they have a job you don't. Okay. So they're not going to be prepared. It happens all the time.
A valuable skill to have in business to know how to present yourself, because in this new world we're moving into where more people are going to be working remotely for longer periods of time, mm-hmm. the more masterful that you become when you're doing it this way, the more effective that you'll be.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And one more thing, so that sure. I just want to anybody who might be afraid of interviewing. I know we all get nervous. There was a funny technique somebody taught me years ago. Structurally, when we get afraid, whether it's a physical interview or a digital interview, we tense our body or we do the same thing. Some people inadvertently bite their nail or they might twitch their hands. Mm. Something I was taught to do years ago is what's called the jellyfish. So you can laugh. You can do it when you it's something that nobody ever does. You kind of put your wrists together. And this is one extreme example. Something you would never normally do with your hands and keep them below the table and below the line of sight. When I'm doing this under the table or even touching the tips of my fingers or sitting on my table holding something, then what's going to happen is it gives me access to new ways of thinking, being, and acting because my body has never done that. And for some of us, we also gesticulate wildly while we're in a digital interview. And it can be impactful to use my hand to make a point. However, if I'm using my hands throughout the whole thing, just like the car going on behind me, it's going to be a little bit noisy. So that's my final advice. Paul, I would love to talk to you all night, but unfortunately.
Sure, absolutely. Yes, it's great. Thank you, Jennifer, for having me. So I appreciate your audience could show everything I did wrong as the author of the Digital Interview Handbook, do everything that I did not do on your show today. How's that?
Exactly. Well, as any Paul, were there any takeaways or anything you'd love our listeners to walk away from today's show with, or the viewers? And if you have comments, please do leave any comments below if you're with us on the Facebook Live page as well.
One, believe in yourself. You will get a job, guaranteed. Stick with it. Digital interviews are here to stay. Be human. Don't buy the book if you're out of work. Go to the library and get the book. Just look up my name. I'm happy to send you any information. But you need this. This is like breathing in this world. We have 40 million Americans. My belief is that no American should be out of work. So, you know, Jennifer, you're doing an absolutely fantastic job trying to help people. This book is all about helping people, right? It's about getting you the skills that will help you accelerate the fact of getting your job. This is what we've helped over 2.5 million people. We've given away tons of books. We are truly here to help people get the job. So love yourself. Love what you're doing. Have fun. Believe in yourself, and I guarantee you that you're going to get a job. It's just when, where, and how much. And on the journey, help other people.
Beautiful. It's so important. And one thing I thought of too, Paul, as you were talking, is that you could have a group set up. So you might wonder, what a great way to give back right now. Maybe one person doesn't have $100 to spend on the backdrop and the camera, et cetera. Yes. But between 20 people, you each might be able to contribute $5 and then have set up, or have somebody who has a spare room. And what a great way to have buddies and people and support one another. And then you could have a timesheet, and it's a win-win for everybody. And heck,
love
you
it.
Might be able to use that as your own little studio that then is a group studio, and you could create something profitable on YouTube or Insta or something else. So there's always a win-win solution.
Yeah, it's I love it. I mean, you also try to go to your local college or your library, but once again, treat this as a marathon. Try to just make friends and network. Think of this as a long-term venture, right? Think of the people you're meeting in this journey who could help you today, tomorrow, and tomorrow plus one. Don't just think, I want to get my next job, right? Think about your job, your next job. But I would go back to PPG. What's your purpose? What's your passion? And have grit to do it, right? I mean, Street Kids of New York, we all have grit. I'm not about in LA. I know you guys, a little different, but but in New York, it's like you have to survive. So it's having that idea, have that vision, and that look, the universe is made for people to succeed. It's not made for people to fail. I can tell you personally, my greatest growth experiences have been when I was down and out on the street, just hustling. Those are the greatest growth components, and it all comes together. The universe is made for everyone to succeed. It's not made for people to fail.
I agree, Paul. And where will people find you? I mean, if people want to find you personally or find out more about what you're up to, where would they go to do so?
Yeah, you can go to phoneinterviewpro.com or through LinkedIn. They're always publishing a lot of articles on digital communication, phone communication, digital transformation. So I'm just a regular street kid from New York, Queens, New York. So there's nothing really special about me. I'm just a regular guy living in Connecticut. So I'm open. Just go to LinkedIn and happy to connect.
Perfect, Paul. Well, thank you so much. Paul Balow has been here with us on Get Yourself the Job. Thank you so much to everybody who's been.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Yes, thank you so much, Paul. And thank you to everybody who's been tuning in with us either now or in the future. This is obviously relevant information and will continue to remain relevant for everybody. Mm. So if you've been watching here with us live on the LA Talk Radio Facebook page, do feel free to leave us any comments or feedback, or you can go to the Get Yourself the Job page on Facebook and leave us feedback there or find other articles and things we've shared. And you can also find us on iTunes under Get Yourself the Job on iTunes. And we invite you to rate us, share about us. That's how we get to grow the audience and support you with what matters to you. Tell us about the sort of guests you would love to hear on the show and the questions that are burning in your mind. So my name is Jennifer Hill. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Do actually tune in. I forgot I actually have an upcoming interview this week, Wednesday at 8 a.m. on AwakeTVNetwork.live that will be airing with Deepak Chopra and Don Hoffman for part two of Converse Solving the Hard Problem of Consciousness. So if you're ready to have your mind rattled for that intersection of science and spirituality. And thank you so much. It's such a privilege and an honor to get to host this show and to have you on today as a guest, Paul. So thank you.
Jennifer, thank you. It was an absolute pleasure. And I love the work you're doing, helping people. Everyone needs help.
Pleasure. And same pleasure. To you.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Get Yourself the Job with Jennifer Hill, only on LA Talk Radio.